All right, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. So we're so happy that we're all here together to be able to worship God. It's a wonderful day to worship Him. Amen. Amen. So let us all rise as we prepare our hearts to worship our God. So whatever we may be going through, may we just be able to trust in the sovereign name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right, let us all pray. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day that we can come before you and worship you freely, O God. Here we are, Lord, your people, O Lord, made and designed to worship you, O God. And no matter what, O Lord, we just lay it all before you. No matter what we're going through, we lay it all at your feet, O God. And we declare, God, that you are greater than any situation that we may be in. And Lord, may you open our eyes, O God, to see that you are here with us, O Lord. May we be reminded today that you are holy and that there is none like you, O God. Lord, fill our hearts with gladness, O Lord, as we worship you today. And we just want to give you all the glory. And all this we pray in your name. Amen. Amen. Let's worship him.
Open the eyes of my heart. world, I'll never give my heart away or shout my praise. My allegiance and devotion, my heart's desire and all emotion, for to serve the man who died upon that tree.
Only a God like you.
Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise, all my hopes and faith. Only a King of all kings will I bow.
See things.
in Jesus' name, we're drawn into your embrace.
You.
touch hearts and for your presence, Lord, to give hope, to give peace for every heart, Lord, that needs peace, oh God, for every heart that needs your comfort. In our Bible reading this week, in Luke chapter 8, verses 4 to 10, Jesus tells about the parable of the sower. Luke chapter 8, verses 4 to 10. And the story starts with a sower who went out to sow his seed. Some seed fell along the path and was trampled underfoot. And the birds devoured the seed. And some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up with it, and it choked it. And some fell into good soil, and grew and yielded 100-fold. And in verse 11 to 15 of chapter 8, the book of Luke, Jesus explains the meaning of the parable. Verse 11, and now the parable is this, Jesus said, the seed is the word of God. So the seed is the word of God, and the soils represents the heart of the people. Verse 12, the ones along the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts. Suddenly, along the storyline, Jesus mentioned someone named the devil. And what's the purpose of the devil according to the story of Jesus? So that the devil will steal the word so that they may not believe and be saved. The devil, the great deceiver, is the first one who will steal the word of God from our hearts so that we may not believe God, we may not believe His word, and we will not be saved, according to the parable of Jesus. Verse 13, and the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy, but these have no root. They believe for a while, and in time of testing, listen to this, they fall away. Difficulties and trials in life are there as a test of our faith, according to the parable of Jesus in Luke chapter 8. So, will we continue to trust God when we go under trials and testing? Will we continue or not? Verse 14 of the parable of Jesus Christ. And so, for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. In other words, the cares of this world, cares of the world, lahat ng alalahanin, riches, pleasures, can be a cause to hinder our spiritual growth. It can keep us so busy, so preoccupied, that we will have no time for eternal matters. What are those eternal matters? Our prayer life, His word, the seed, Bible reading, personal devotion, personal worship, and fellowship among brethren. These are eternal matters that will last. And according to the parable of Jesus, cares of this world, riches and pleasures are not bad. But if it hinders our spiritual growth, then we will be in trouble. The seed that's in our heart will start to choke because of these cares. And in verse 15, as for that in the good soil, there are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience. This is the evidence of a heart with true faith in Jesus. A heart that understands, believes, and has that continuous and ongoing obedience to God's word. The question is, which one of those soils in the story of parable of Jesus is our heart's conditions today? Kumusta ang puso natin? It's a matter of heart. And heart's condition, the matter of heart, is also a choice. It's a choice to make that decision. I want to have a good heart. I want to have a hard heart. I want to have a crowded heart. Masyadong laman, maraming laman ang puso mo. It's your choice to make. But the good thing about the Word of God is we have God and His Spirit to help us make that good decision. Amen. How is your heart today? Make a choice starting this morning to empty everything that occupying our hearts, empty ourselves to occupying our minds today, this Sunday, this second service, and prepare our hearts to receive, to make our heart a good soil for the Word of God. It's our choice to make. Maraming distractions. Cellphone lang distractions na eh. So let's encourage one another. We see, nakita natin yung ating katabi, masyadong busy, instead of listening, let's help each other to grow in our spiritual walk. Let's pray. Father, Ikaw na nagbabago ng buhay, puso, You who is able and have the power to change the hearts, the minds, and the lives of people. You, O God, is the one that we asking, Lord, to help us change our hearts. And You who sees what's inside our heart, Lord. Nobody can see our hearts, only You, O God. But we just continue to pray to search, Lord, our hearts. Change us, O God, so that we will have a heart as a good soil, that we will keep Your word, obey, love You, and we will have that heart to worship You, trust You, whatever it takes, whatever the road will lead us here, now, in the future. We have You, Lord, ahead of us, with us, leading us, Father. And thank You for the encouragement of Your word in our Bible reading this week. Continue to give us a heart, Lord, that seek You, thirst for You. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Palapakan po natin ang Panginoon. Thank You, Lord. We can we all be seated.
Good afternoon, church. What a beautiful Sunday it is, and such a beautiful joy, you know, that we are here gathered together in the house of God today. And as we continue to worship God, let us remain in an attitude of gratitude as we honor God through our tithes and offering. And before we read the scriptures, I want to encourage everyone first, as this is what really God placed upon my heart. To really to give with a heart of generosity, you know, to be obedient, to be faithful, and to be gracious in the area of giving, and to really be intentional in making decision, you know, to partner the work of our church, to really support and help, you know, to really sow generously, you know, to where we grow, all for the glory of God. Amen. So with that, please read with me with the scriptures that is flashing on the screen, found in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 7 to 9. Let's read. But since you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, in the love we have kindled in you, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. I am not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that through his poverty might become rich. Amen. So let's read this response to his word. As we respond to God's word, let us excel in the gracious work of giving. Each offering, big or small, honors God, build his church, and bring his love to the needy. When we give, we participate in God's work and allow his blessing to flow through us. Jesus, though rich, he humbled himself and became poor for us. He gave everything out of love. Amen. So let's come to God in prayer. Father God, we come before you with grateful hearts, reflecting on the grace and generosity you have shown us through Jesus Christ. He is the perfect model. Though rich, he humbled himself and became poor for our sake. He gave everything so that we might receive the riches of your love. Father, teach us to give with sincere and willing hearts, trusting you as our provider and the source of all we need. Help us to excel in the grace of giving just as we grow in faith, love, and knowledge. And may this gift be used mightily for your glory, bringing hope, healing, and salvation to those in need. Father, as we give our tithes and offerings today, bless and multiply the work of our hands. And may our giving be a reflection of our love for you, a love that is pure and sincere, that it draws people to you. Use these offerings to accomplish your purposes, to build your church, and to extend your kingdom. Thank you, Father. This I ask in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. So let's give cheerfully go as we honor God through our giving.
Welcome po again to our second service. Greet someone beside you. Sabihin mo, I'm glad to see you today. And at this point po, we will welcome 9 friends who have visited us for the first time. But before that, anyone who have come back for the second or third time, just wave at me po. Just wave at me if you came back for the second or third time. Ayan, okay. Welcome po ulit. Welcome. So, to our new friends, our first timer, as I call on your name, just stand lang po. We will welcome you, pray for you, and shake your hands na po. Just for a few minutes, tatayo lang po kay sandali. So, we would like to call our new friends. Welcome to Miss Iresh Magon. Please stand. Jenaline Opulencia. Mr. Wonderful. Miss Moomin. Cheryl Gomera. Jel Pearl Estrella, Cheryl Cruz, May Comintan, and Mimona Tuverner. Welcome po. Thank you for coming. Thank you for saying yes to an invitation of a friend. And if you don't have any home church yet, you are always welcome to come back and join us in our worship time. And after the service po, your host will bring you to one of these rooms for some refreshments, get to know each other. If you have a question and also a prayer, they can pray for you. So we will pray for you for now. Let's stretch for our hands to our new friends. Father, we thank you for new friends that you bring, Lord, dito po sa service namin ngayon. Lord, we just continue to pray that you will continue to bless them, O God. That let this time of joining us, being with us, Lord, be a wonderful time of encouragement and blessing to them, Lord. And Lord, like what we have shared, the encouragement of your word, prepare their hearts to receive, O God, your message for them today. Marami pong salamat. Bless any prayers that they have in their hearts, Lord. You continue to grant them according to your goodwill. And we just continue to thank you for their life. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand. Batiin po natin ang aming first-timer. Shake their hands and let's shake. Batiin natin ang bawat isa.
Welcome here, and some of us here is joining us is from Myanmar, right? Yeah, Mingalaba. Oh, let's greet them from Burmese, Mingalaba. Ah, may natutunan tayo today. Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us. Such a wonderful day that we are here today to worship the Lord and study God's Word. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, tell that person, I'm glad that you are here today. Let me highlight a few announcements before we dive into God's Word. Our early morning prayer, we continue on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That's 5 a.m. to 5:45, and then Sunday, 6 a.m. And then this coming week, we will have our midweek prayer, 7:30 p.m. here in Shekinah Hall, Wednesday. So do join us so that we can come and intercede and pray to the Lord. Again, next week will be a wonderful day. We will have this by way of word, hands of service in hands for God. So if you're working in the household sector, we want to bless you with this. But I believe what we have heard from the organizer, the is already fully booked. But let me highlight you mga schedule. Let me highlight. Please do attend the first service as much as possible because we will have a registration time ng 11 a.m. where you're going to claim your stamp. And then after that, you will have your lunch break downstairs, a seafood restaurant. Oh, sige. Wow. Social. Sabi mo sa atabi mo, social. Wow. So, and then after that, we will have the event proper. So take note, please attend the first service. Then you will proceed downstairs at 11:45 for your lunch. And then 2 p.m., we will have our event. But those who are unable to register for the lunchtime, 11:45, you are still welcome to join us for the 2 p.m., okay? If you're not able to register because we have only limited number of seats, okay? Next one. Of course, we continue to pray for our youth camp that will be happening 6th to 8th December. If you are young people, we encourage you to join us. And as parents, do contact Sister Tintin and Stephen for more details. And also, we'd like to share to you our schedule for December. Ayan. Only one service this date, starting from December 15, 22, 25, 29, and January 1, we will have services, but only one timing. What time? 10 a.m. The reason being, because I know some of you will be going back to Pilipinas. Who are going to the Philippines? Go! Who is staying here? So we will have all our services this time. Take note, starting December 15. Now, on December 15, we will have our church Christmas party. Okay? After the service, we will have some pot bless. We're going to have some time to makan. And then we'll gather here to have some our Christmas party. Okay? So tell the person beside you, you're invited. Yeah, we will give you the details more in the coming weeks. So take note, December 15 until January 1, we will have our service here. Now, so December 25 and January 1, I know it's some of you might have time with your family at kulang ang tulog, but the church will always be open so that we will study, take time, fellowship, and seek the Lord together. And last announcement, if you have, who have received their jacket? Bigyan ng jacket yan, yan. Some of you have said that they have not received, and if you are one of those who have been part of the ministry have not received, we want to speak to you, and because there is certain criteria that we want to meet, especially when you're serving, but do approach your leaders, all right, if you have not received. However, you can still make yourself available and get the jacket for $30, okay? I know it's a good quality, and I believe it will bless you. So take note, if you want the jacket, go to iConnect and order, because we will be submitting yung order soon. Okay? All right. Today is the last Sunday of November. We thank the Lord. Palakpakan natin ating Panginoon. The reason why we are here, because the Lord is faithful. Amen? Tell the person that beside you, the Lord is faithful. It's all because of His grace and mercy. The reason why we are here is all because of Him. And I would like to start my sharing by sharing to you a old hymn, an old song that I first heard when I was back in the Philippines in the church that we were attending. And sometimes it was being played by my parents sa cassette tape. Alam niyo cassette tape? It's one of the songs that's being played in cassette tape na sa Maranata. And this song was written by a Christian music artist. His name is Bob Call, and he was invited to perform in a Bible school. So he was so excited that he went early to the Bible school. The reason why he went early is so that he can talk about Jesus. He wants to share the love of God to the students in Bible school. So he was so excited. However, when he began to talk about Jesus, no one wanted to listen to him. No one wanted to talk about Christ. And he was rather surprised and he was rather saddened. So what he did, 30 minutes before his show, because he was invited to perform, he was sitting in his piano, and this is what he said. He said this, "I was sitting at the piano thinking, if nobody wants to hear about Jesus, then I will just bore them to death, because that is all I am going to sing about. I'm going to sing love songs to him." And he said, as you recall, "I remember praying, Lord, what we need to see is the real Jesus. There is this religious school, but nobody seems to know you or excited about you." So he was sitting down sa piano, began to pray, and he began to write this song. And if you know this song, you're relatively very young. Okay? Let's hear this song, and I pray it will minister to each of us. Worship team.
Reach out.
want to see Jesus.
Let's sing it again. It's a simple lyrics. Let it be our prayer. Open my eyes.
Open my eyes, Lord.
Yes, Lord, we desire for you.
We want to see Jesus,
oh Lord,
to reach out and touch him.
To say that we love him.
You say that we love him.
Open our ears.
Open our ears, Lord. And help us to listen.
Yes, Lord.
Open.
Song that he wrote when he was backstage crying out and praying to God, because his desire is to sing and honor the Lord. But it seems in that Bible school nobody wants, they just so busy with all the other things, and it become a famous song. You know, it's a wonderful and sincere prayer. And as we bring to a close our church team, we know our church team, I hope these songs would remind us, encourage us to walk in his ways. May we have the same prayer. Each day, Lord, open our eyes. We want to see you. We might not see him physically, but we can see him as we read his word and encounter him. Open our ears, Lord, that we may, you may hear you. Ang puso natin. You see, I'm entitled to this sharing, Open My Eyes, and I would like all of us to stand as we read God's text today. Thank you, worship team. Open my eyes. And we'll be reading from various verses in Psalms, and invite all of us to read together as we give reverence to God's word. Psalms 86 verse 11. Let's read. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait for all day long. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me a level path because of my enemies. Teach me, O Lord, that the way of your statutes, that I will keep it to the end. Make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Lead me to your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for you've been so faithful for these many, many months and weeks. And we hear, Lord, concluding our team for the year. But I pray, Lord, that you prepare our heart, that we will bring this, not just because of our team to know your ways, but Lord, each day we will come to you and ask you to open our hearts so that we can encounter you. Lord, as we dive into your word, we ask, Lord, come, Holy Spirit, and make your word so clear that it will penetrate through our heart, not just in our mind, but Lord, it will transform us. Salamat for this day, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you lead us this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Do you still remember our theme for 2024? Tanong mo sa katabi mo, alam mo ba? Our theme is His Ways. All right, let's try test. Ang tawag dyan, anong test? Surprise test. Try natin, ha? All right, Psalms 86 verse 11. Wala dito. 1, 2, 3, go! Sige. Let's look at it. Remember, His way, our text for this year is, Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may know your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. Once again, read it. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. What a wonderful verse. It's our theme for 2024. You see, all the verses that we have read earlier on, there's one repeated word. And these just some of the verses. There's other verses that it highlighted the word, this word. And the word is teach or teach me. Now, there are some of the verses here. It's just some of the verses. But teach me is a posture. When you look at it, it's a posture of prayer, asking God to help. But what does teach mean? Now, if you look at the Hebrew word of teach, it comes from the root word yara. It comes from the root word yara, and it has a deeper meaning of what it means. Why do we go back to the root word? Kailangan natin intindihin because it gives you more meaning. For example, all right, those who not used to it, what is the English word for mang tumas? Sabi earlier on is sauce, right? Sauce. But to us Filipino, mang tumas is mang tumas. So there is explanation. Now, if you go back to us, when you said, "Oh, do you like the sauce?" you will not know what's the meaning. But for us, the Filipino, you said, "You like mang tumas?" you know it's mang tumas, specific taste, right? So here, when you look at our text, you go back to the Hebrew word. What does it mean? It means yara. And it gives you three pictures to describe the word teach. First picture is a waterfall, or a water that's flowing. It's come from the cloud, it rains, and it goes to the stream and goes to the river. All right? It teaches that there's growth. When water flow, dahan-dahan from the top, then lalaki, and wherever it goes, it brings life. Right? Then another meaning of yara is this, an arrow. An arrow, it means it's an arrow that has a destination and you're going to aim it far away. Another meaning of yara is typical teaching. It is normally our interpretation of teach. Tinuturo, ginaguide. Now, when we say teach me, what is this psalmist saying? It means what? It means, Lord, teach me so that I may grow and bring life. Like this river. See, the river brings life, right? But also when the psalmist said, Lord, teach me, what does it mean? It means I don't want to be like this forever, but I want to go to another's destination. I want to advance ahead. I don't want to remain the same. So when the psalmist said, Lord, teach me, I want to move ahead. I want to advance. The other one is means, Lord, guide me, lead me, point the direction. So when the word yara, teach, it has a deeper meaning now. It's not just tell you information, but rather it brings growth. You're asking God to bring growth. You're asking Him to lead you. You're wanting to move from this point, this place, to another place. Now, to have someone asking to teach me, it reveals their condition of the heart. Correct? Why? If you have pride, will you ask someone to teach you? Sa school, yung classmate mong karibal, the person that you don't like in school, she's smarter than you in mathematics. She got 98 and you have 58. But you don't like that person, but she's the only, and she's sitting beside you. What will you do? Will you ask that person, can you teach me? So pride. See, a person, if you ask somebody to impose, it represents humility. Also, it shows us a posture of dependency in trust. That the person you're asking is totally reliant and you want that person help. It also represents when a person asks, teach me, that person needs support. Clinging like a father, like a child asking the father to help. So pag ang tao nagsasabi ng teach me, there's an element of dependency, reliance, support, importantly, humility. Same is true when you come to God and say, teach me. You come to Him with humility, dependency, reliance, and support. Now when you look at this verse, there's one common desire that they all have. Their desire is clear. They want to live a life that pleases the Lord and honors God. Their prayer was to live according to His truth, according to the ways of God. Now, for us to walk consistently in His way, I believe we need to have that kind of posture na puso. A posture that will continually ask, Lord, teach me. Lord, teach me. A posture of dependency. However, we all know na there are times we don't have that kind of heart. We don't normally pray, Lord, teach me, right? Normally, our prayer, Lord, give me. Give me strength this day. We seldom ask and pray, Lord, teach me. You teach me, Lord, that I may walk in your way. Most of the time, our prayer, Lord, thank you. Give me wisdom, but not much. Teach me. There are times, if we are honest, we don't have such posture of the heart. There are moments that we forget that we ought to walk in His ways. There are moments that we struggle to submit and surrender our life to Him. Instead of living to His will, for His will, His purpose, we want to follow our own desire and wants. Instead of giving the whole of our life, we only give part of our life. And there's a moment because of all these struggles spiritually, we can get demoralized, discouraged. And sometimes we ask ourselves, I'm not spiritual enough, I'm not good enough. And it eats up and we become hopeless. And there are so much guilt in our heart, helpless, and even angry sometimes. Na-experience na yun, parang, Lord, I'm trying my best. I mentioned earlier on, after the first service, a sister approached me. She told me, struggle is real, even sa spiritual walk niya. But remember, brothers and sisters, there is always hope in the Lord. Amen? There is always hope in the Lord. In Christ, we can walk in His ways, and we have the Holy Spirit to help us to know His truth. Now, as I ponder and reflect in our text today, I ask myself, what led the psalmist to pray this prayer? Kasi it's easy for anyone to really utter the word. But the reason behind why the psalmist would pray this statement, teach me, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth, unite my heart to fear your name. What led him to pray this prayer? Ayan ang tanong ko. Anyone can say the word, but behind what led this person, this psalmist, pray this prayer? Let me suggest, and I believe his eyes were open. His spiritual eyes is open, and because of that, he was able to utter such prayer. And as we end our series, our theme for this year, let me suggest 4 prayer points that we can bring and go to our devotion, our time with the Lord. Prayers that will help us desire to walk in His ways. Prayer that will help us so that we have the right posture of the heart. So that we can come to the Lord and say, Lord, teach me your way. Unite my heart, Lord, to fear your name. First prayer point that we can learn is to come to the Lord and ask Him, Lord, open my eyes to truly see myself. Open my eyes to see who I am. You see, many times we don't really see who we really are. We often look at ourselves with certain biases and prejudices. Mas madaling magpuna sa iba rather than looking at ourselves, right? It's easy to point at other people's mistake, but rather we fail to look at our own mirror. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Ganyan na yan. There are times it's easy to point because we have some biases. Now, there was a term coined many years ago. Ang tawag dito is halo effect. Halo effect. Say halo. Halo effect. What's halo effect? Now, halo effect is a cognitive bias that occurs when a person's initial impressions of person, place, or thing influences his overall judgment. Ito yung halo effect. Halo effect. Another definition, halo effect occurs when you focus on one person's good or bad characteristic and neglect the rest of the person's attribute. So tendency, we have a halo effect. I give you an example. A teacher, because one of his students is so good academically, magaling siya talaga, he's so smart. Because that this student is so smart, she will neglect to see that she is misbehaving at yung bang pinagagawa niya. Yun ang Haley effect. So sabihin niya, he is a very good student, however, very mischievous. Because the teacher have a Haley effect. Another example, maybe you are new in the job and you made a mistake. Nagkamali ka. And that mistake, and your supervisors, you made a mistake. That is, for example, you forgot something. You forgot to do one thing. And because of that, your supervisor will always look at you forgetful. Palaging ang definition sa'yo is, you are forgetful. Halo effect yon. Another example, because the person is loud and gifted and can explain deep doctrine and theology, we have a tendency to assume that this person is spiritually matured. But not necessarily, because if you want to test someone's mature, you don't just test the person, how he preach, how they teach. You also look at the person's life. That's why the scripture says, check the fruits. So sometimes may halo effect. There are times tayo rin, we also have halo effect. We use these biases even to ourselves and even to judge our own spiritual standing. We fail to see who we really are. For example, nagsiserve ka sa ministry, pero faithful ka, every week ka nagsiserve, pero deep inside you are full of bitterness. You see? Sabihin ka, I'm perfect naman eh. I'm perfect. But deep inside you, you're serving, but you're full of bitterness. Another bias as we have is that you might have the perfect doctrine, but you treat people differently. Rather than extending love and grace, you become so judgmental. Pero you look at yourself perfect because you able to explain doctrine. I'm not saying it's bad, but there are times that we are ourselves are biased. We look at the scripture. Samson had the same problem. Samson thought that he's anointed, he can never be defeated, and he can do whatever he wants. Halo effect, he's biased on himself. David, before he committed the sin, God brought someone when he instructed about Bathsheba. There's someone who reminded him, but yet because he's standing as king, another biases that he made. I'm the king, I can do whatever I want. There's danger, mga kapatid. There is always a danger that we can have a distorted view of ourselves. That's why we need to come to the Lord and say, Lord, open my eyes to see who really I am. To see, truly see myself. Now, for us to look and this really describe the ways and expose the ways of men, it is found in the scripture. And let me highlight a few of them. Ano ba ang description, characteristic ng men? Let me highlight a few. This not just, not all of it, but let me highlight a few. First, we are all sinners. The scripture said, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are all sinners. None of us are perfect. Kaya nudge the person beside you. You're not perfect. We're all sinners. Also, we have a tendency to live in the flesh. The scripture says here in Romans 8:78, for the mind of the set of the flesh is hostile to God. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Then in Galatians 5:19, he says here, now the work of the flesh are evident, sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality. Why did Paul has to write this text and remind people to live by the Spirit and live in the not to live in the flesh? Why? Because people have a tendency to walk in the flesh and not in the Spirit. So may tendency tayo to walk in the flesh. The scripture says here, again, envy, drunkenness, jealousy. Jealousy. Are you jealous with someone? Jelly ka ba? Jealousy. At least last night I was a little bit jealous. Yeah. Because they watch a concert, I was not there. Tendency we try to live in the flesh. Another one, we oftentimes tend to be right in our own eyes. Proverbs 16:2, all the ways of men are pure in their own eyes, but the Lord weighs the heart. Oftentimes we judge ourselves based on the way we see ourselves, not the way God sees us. The things we do, we make excuses because we look at it It's that we are living right in our own eyes. Right. What else? We are easily swayed by the world. 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul was warning Timothy, but understand this, that the last day will come with difficult times. People will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, and the list goes on. And we can be easily swayed and swept away by the world. Another one is we tend to have an itching ear. 2 Timothy 4:34, people will not endure sound teaching, but rather they will follow suit their own passion and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off from means. Paminsan, we want to just simply hear good stuff, but when we are being corrected, we get agitated. Yung pastor niyan palaging galit. High blood. Check our heart. Are we becoming more itching ears? And we are looking for something to just support the way we live rather than correct us and live life that is holy and righteous before the Lord. There are times we fail to discern the condition of our hearts. Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and is desperately sick. Who can understand it? Hindi natin alam ang kondisyon ng paminsan ng puso natin. Kaya hawakan mo kapatabi mo, sabi mo, how is your heart today? How is your heart? Sometimes we don't know. We assume we are okay, but the Lord sees our heart. Sometimes we are discouraged and faithless. Like the Israelites, when God told them to go and conquer the promised land, they were so afraid because they saw giant. They became faithless and discouraged. But also sometimes we fail to see our spiritual condition. In Romans 3, Revelation chapter 3, Jesus, God, addressed a certain church. He says, I know your works. You're neither cold or hot, but you are lukewarm. How will you know that you're lukewarm? Sometimes we don't know na lukewarm na pala tayo. There's so much list that describes the reality of who we are. Hence, we have to be careful. We need to just humble ourselves and ask God, Lord, reveal who I am really. Kahit matagal ka ng Kristiyano, kahit you are been serving in ministry, we have to come to God and say, Lord, who am I? How do you see me? Reveal to me your heart. I like what Paul Tripp said. He said, since sin blinds, as long as there is still inside us, there will be pockets of personal spiritual blindness. Pray for eyes to see. One of the best things so that we can walk in with our ways is to come to the Lord and say, open our eyes to see the real me. The real me. Like what Job said, teach me and I will be silent. Make me understand how I have gone astray. Knowing who we are in the eyes of a holy God, it humbles us and makes us more watchful. You see, when a man's way is exposed, it brings a repentant man, again, a repentant man from arrogance to humility. Mapapahumble siya. First, our prayer is that open my eyes to really see ourselves. Second, open our eyes to truly know who you are. To know who you are. Not only should we stay in our looking at our condition, we should also look at who God is and ask Him to reveal a deeper and clear understanding of who God is. Now, if you look at our verse, in verse 11, it says here, teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. The word your is a very personal statement. It's addressing to a person. He's telling us he knows whom he was following. And he said, your way. And also it revealed into this verse that there is a specific path that we should walk. Now in the book of Isaiah, this prayer was also uttered. He says here, show me your ways, O Lord, teach me your path, guide me to your truth. Teach me, for you are my God, my Savior, my hope in you all day long. It's a prayer that this psalmist is praying, Lord, reveal more of you in my life. And as you reveal, show me your ways. Two things that I would like to highlight. As we pray, open my eyes, Lord, to know who you are, is a prayer to know his character, a deeper understanding of his character. Now, there's so much attributes of God that we cannot explain today. But next year, we're going to talk all about this. The character of God, who he is. So we ask, Lord, open my eyes to know who you are. But also, as we know who God is, we also need to ask, Lord, teach me your truth and your ways. Psalms 119:160, the sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous rule endures forever. Another verse, this God, his way is what? Perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is the shield of all those who take refuge. All the path of the Lord are steadfast love, faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimony. Remember, we're not just following set of rules or commandments, but the word of God is alive because our God is alive. We are called to follow him. And you know, God wants to speak to us and lead our life. And we need the Lord to reveal his word. But my question this, mga kapatid, even though we have the same Bible, even though we hear the same sermon, how come some people is maturing and some people is not? Have you asked that? We have the same Bible. Anong version nyo? ESB, NIB, CEV. There's so much Bible. But we have the same word. And I believe you have your Bible study. You have your own time of prayer. But how come, I wonder, it made me wonder why some people is not growing. Tanong mo ako sa katabi mo, bakit kaya? But why some people remain the same and move by the word of God? Some of us have been many year Christian yet still spiritual babies. Pa baby pa rin, right? And there's many reasons, and let me highlight one reason. How we approach the word of God. See, there's two extremes in how we approach the word of God, especially in the evangelical circle. One is this: rationalism. Rationalize everything. The other extreme is based on experience. Now, let me explain. What's the first one? It means that a person will approach the scripture, just uses his own reasoning without the help of God. Ang approach mo parang textbook. You see, like that. Textbook. But because you are smart, you are quick in your mind, so you're able to interpret based on the history, background, the text meaning, yet your posture of heart, na I don't need God to explain the meaning of this. One extreme yan. Okay. The other extreme is based on feeling and emotion. Because I feel this, I will look at the scripture and explain what happened. All right? It's based on feeling or emotion, experience. So, oh, I feel this. Hanap kaya ako dito sa verse to explain this. So, based on experience. So, there's two extreme. Yan. See here? Human experience hold more value, and the Bible serves as an explanation of one's experience. So, there's two extreme. Pero ano bang dapat tama na approach? Kasi we can come, especially if you're smart. Tingin mo yung katabi mo, smart yan eh. Very smart. But natawa. Okay. Your approach is this, alam ko, I know already. Pastor Roel, I know. I study this. I know. So I study. I'm very good. I Google. I research everything. I know. So ito. But your posture is that I don't need God to help me know what he's saying. The other one is based on experience, emotion. Kaya mayroong, if you look in the churches today, sa YouTube, ang daming, kaya take note, be careful of what you listen. Be careful, huh? Know the Word of God. Know the Word of God. You yourself know and pray. But what is the biblical way? The biblical way is this. The Spirit of God makes the Word of Scripture comes alive so that the Scripture can speak the truth to the heart. You balance it. Yes, we use our reasoning. But you still come to the Lord. Reveal to me your word. Teach me, Lord, what you're saying. Not just because I'm coming from an just intellectual mind. God gave us intellect. It's nothing wrong with that. But we're coming still humble. Lord, make me understand your word. Holy Spirit, come teach me what you're saying. Ayan ang posture na tama. I like what John Calvin said. He said, our sense is so feeble that we could never understand a single word that God says to us unless we are illuminated by His Holy Spirit. For carnal mind cannot comprehend heavenly things. Kahit maintindihan mo, logically, rationally, but you know, you still need the Holy Spirit to reveal the meaning of His truth. Then, only then, it will go to your heart and transform our being. Now, when you come to church, what is the attitude of your heart? I like what Brother Bong shared this during exhortation. Hindi kami nag-usap, but tugmang-tuma what the Lord, the message of the Lord for all of us today. When you come to church, are you coming here with an intention to listen and hear Him speak? Are you coming to the Lord? May mga, okay. Yung bata pa ako, nag-Bible school. So every time I went to Bible school, every time I preach, I'm waiting for the wrong mistake of the preacher. Have it happened to you before? You will analyze, mali, mali illustration. I come to that point. Because I'm not saying wrong, huh? We have to test, we have to be brilliant, but my heart is already wrong. I'm going there so that I can find pinpoint mistakes. Rather than, Lord, teach me. Then if it's wrong, then I approach the preacher. You know, mas maganda. Rather, I approach then, I say, mali, and turo mo, you. When you come to the church, what is the posture of your heart? Are you coming with the Lord? As your word has been spoken, give me a heart that's good soil. Come, Holy Spirit, reveal your truth. Give me understanding. Make my mind clear. And teach me what you're saying. Is that your attitude? When you go to your care group, one time there's one sister who said, no. Wala akong natutunan sa care group. I'm not learning anything from that care group. Nothing.
Wow.
One sister said, I'm not learning anything. Okay. So I was ready to go to the care group leader. Na paluin eh. Ano bang ginagawa niya? Baka naman paro, puro kayo. So I realize that that person once attending care group is all the time in the phone. Shopee. Shopee. Mas cheaper tayo. Punta tayo sa carousel. Mas mura dun. Yeah, you see, we can come and say, complain, I'm not learning from the preaching, I'm not learning from my care group, I'm not learning from this, but the question is this, what's the posture of the heart? Is your heart right or forever ka nasa phone and just watching apata, 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 apata? You come to the church still watching apata, then you go to your home watching apata, then after that, you see, the posture of the heart, brothers and sisters, you have to ask God, Lord, speak to me. Speak to me. I want to know you. I know your ways. Brother and sister, I believe the Lord is speaking to all of us and to make things serious. We come to God to experience, to worship Him. We don't want to play. You see, mga kapatid, I love you. I love this church. God loves you and He's telling us hard stuff. This is meat. God is telling us to mature. But if you would come and complain a lot of things and telling this, yes, you're doing wrong. But you are coming here. Please. Then come on. It is between you and God. Don't always complain about other things. It's between you and God. I have listened to great preaching. I attended great conferences teaching theologian. But at the same time, I also attend someone, a Bible study, who can't even give proper exegesis. I attended people who would speak great preaching. I went to courses to listen to them teach. I also went to a Bible study. That very basic teaching. But if your heart is not right, you will not learn from both. But if your heart is right, say, Lord, I want to learn from this. But at the same time, I will learn from this person. Kahit siya lang ay konti lang aanaral niya, I know I can still hear from you because your word is alive. You can still speak. Brother and sister, your approach is so important. That's why God is telling us, open our eyes, Lord, to see ourselves. But at the same time, open my eyes, Lord, to hear from you, to know you and to know your will. And there's the only way is that you have to ask God, Holy Spirit, come and reveal your truth to me, because my natural eye, my physical eye cannot see you. Only your spirit can open your truth to my life. There's one lady who preached about worship. She's not a worship team. She can't even sing in tune. Kaya nga, paminsan katabi ko siya na ano ako. But I tell you, when she taught worship, there's so much weight. Even though she don't lead, even though she don't play the instrument, there's so much weight. Because it takes time to ask the Lord to reveal the truth. Open our eyes to see ourselves, but at the same time, open our eyes to see you, to see your ways. Kaya church, when we come in our Bible study, when we come to church, when we have every opportunity, ask the Lord, give us a heart that's right, so that we will meet you. Don't waste every moment to just go into the routine. Thirdly, open our eyes to recognize the invitation. Look at verse 11, open our eyes to recognize the invitation to follow. In this last part of this verse 11, unite my heart to fear your name. Unite my heart to fear your name. Now the word heart in Old Testament, the word heart is Old Testament, it speaks of the whole self. Unlike today, when we say heart, we talk about emotion. But in Old Testament, when we talk heart, it's the whole person. Kaya when you read in Deuteronomy, he says here, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind. It's just emphasizing the whole self. Normally in the Old Testament, not in the New Testament, in the Old Testament, heart represents the person, the whole person. Now look at the word fear. Fear means to give reverence, to worship, to honor, and to give respect. When the psalmist says, unite my heart to fear your name, it means, Lord, I want my whole life to give you worship and to honor you. And the most meaningful way for us to worship Him is to follow His commandment. The most meaningful way to express our worship is not just in our singing, but to wholeheartedly follow and obeying His commands. To wholeheartedly. Kaya sabihin natin, Lord, pray, open my eyes to recognize every opportunity for me to follow. Why this kind of prayer? Because many times we fail to recognize every opportunity is opportunity to follow Him. We talk about spirituality, we focus on the big and the major thing, but we neglect the small things, the small steps that we take each day in our spiritual walk. You see, every moment of our lives serves a constant invitation to follow Him. There are choices that we have to make. And as we walk in the Spirit, we have to be led by Him. There are choices that we have to make each day. Are we going to follow His lead, or are we going to follow our own direction? The scripture encourages us to consider and follow His leading. In Hosea 49 says, whoever is wise, let him understand these things. Who's ever discerning, let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the upright walk in them, but the transgressors stumble in them. There's a choice that we have to make. Lord, make me know Your word is true, discerning. And then Jeremiah 6:16 says here, thus says the Lord, stand by the road and look and ask for the ancient path, where the good way is, and walk in it and find rest for your soul. The ancient path, it means the old way, because on those times in Jeremiah, they were walking in different path. Sabi nila, bumalik kayo the right path. Sa Tagalog, dating daan eh. Pero hindi naman tayo dating daan. The right path. In Matthew, there's another invitation. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy, and led destruction, and those who enter it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. It's a call of surrender, a call of submission, a call of repentance, willingness to step to the narrow path. Brothers and sisters, we ask the Lord, Lord, open my eyes to see the path to take, to walk to Your purpose. It's a call of humility and surrender. Open my eyes to see ourselves. Open our eyes to know who You are, Lord. Open our eyes to recognize every invitation. And lastly, open our eyes to behold Your steadfast love. I mentioned earlier, a sister approached me. She said, Pastor, living as a Christian is struggle. Do you agree? It's challenging at times. To live a life His way is sometimes challenging and it demoralizes us. But we should never lose hope. We should never lose hope. Because the Lord is holding us. Amen? The scripture constantly reminds us that we have an assurance in God that He will help us in our walk. Let me give you verses. And there's so much verses, but let me highlight a few. One in Isaiah, he says here, and though the Lord give you a bread of adversity in the water of affliction, now in those times, let me explain to you, they were so wayward. They have sinned against God. So they experienced the judgment of God. But look at this verse. Yet your teacher will not hide himself anymore, but your eyes shall see your teacher. If you're repentant, the Lord will reveal Himself to you and He will guide you. Psalms 25, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, He instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble His way. None of us can say we're perfect. None of us can say that we have achieved certain spiritual maturity, but we all consider ourselves, Lord, I'm a sinner. Many times I've failed, but if you come to the Lord with that manner, God promised He will instruct you. Last verse, Hebrews 8. I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. What a wonderful promise of the Lord. Mahirap maging Kristiyano sometimes, right? But we thank the Lord, His grace, His mercy, His the gospel to remind us not to depend on our own strength, but to always to run to God and say, Lord, You are the one who will help me to walk in Your ways. As I conclude our team for 2024, let us never cease to seek and follow Him in every aspect of our life. May we live life in His ways. And to do that, each day, each moment you remember, take time to pray and ask God to open our eyes to see ourselves, to reveal who we are. How old you've been a Christian, what ministry you're holding, still come to the Lord and say, Lord, reveal who am I. Open our eyes to know you. Third, open our eyes to recognize the invitation to follow. Every moment, sa trabaho, sa bahay, sa office, sa Bible study, Lord, you're inviting me to walk in your ways. Hindi lang sa church, ha? Every opportunity, but especially sa Christmas. Marami yata ang temptation. Lord, may we walk in your ways, the invitation that God causes. But also, open my eyes to behold your steadfast love. Because I cannot make it by myself. It's only by your grace and your mercy, your steadfast love, that will help me and see me through. To conclude, I would like to compare a character in the scripture. In the scripture, especially in the book of the gospel, there's two group of people. One is this group, the rich young ruler who came to Jesus and said, Lord, I have everything. I give my tithes, I give my offering. I also followed every law that you gave. Remember that story? And sabi ni Lord, sell everything and follow me. But he was deserted. And there's another group of people, the Pharisees. They studied the scripture well. They know everything inside and out. They made the law. But yet, when they confronted Jesus, they can't see who he was. But there's another group of people who saw Jesus and they experienced healing and they experienced to be set free. First person, the blind man, was blind and he heard Jesus. Cry out to God, Lord, heal me. Next person is the lame who couldn't walk. And here Jesus is coming. He cried out again, Lord, heal me. Next person, the one who's lame. Cry out to God. And God healed. One is full of pride. The other is humble enough to recognize that he's broken, poor, and sick. One is so full of pride of his own work, thinking that he is religious in his own way, but Jesus saw his heart. The other saw that he's in need for God's mercy, God's work upon his life. One, the Lord rebuked them. The other, God healed, Jesus healed them. Cry out to Jesus. The Lord healed them. He set them free. I would like to end for us to walk in His ways. To us to walk in His ways. I'd rather be blind, lame, and deaf and come to Jesus and heal me rather than I have everything and full pride in myself. Spiritually speaking, the Lord like this group, humble enough to say, Lord, I need you. Amen. Let's stand. Hallelujah. For the past months we've been studying the word, and I know there's so much things that we have picked up. I pray that Word of God will transform us from inside. And as we conclude His ways, anong ating verse? You still remember? Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your path. Unite my heart to fear your name. Keep that. And always come to God and say, open my eyes, Lord. Open my eyes. Let's just worship the Lord and let be our prayer this morning. Thank you.
to walk in your
your ways. It can only happen when you open our eyes to follow you. Lord, as we close our team for 2024, I pray, Lord, that we will constantly come to you with this prayer. Open our eyes to see the reality of who we really are. Not by our definition, but by the way you see us. And also teach us, open our eyes to see who you are in your ways, that we may know your truth and abide and live by your ways. Open our eyes to see every opportunity to walk in your ways, Lord.
That person walk in his ways. God bless everyone.